Good morning. Let's read Bible verse together. Open your Bible, Malachi chapter 3, from verse 1 through 4. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly, the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like refiner's fire or launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offering in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. The candles were lit again this year. Advent, the period of waiting for our Savior Jesus Christ, has begun. As we chew on the blessings that have been given to us, let us wait for the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. This Advent is called Taikosetsu in Japanese, the waiting period. It means a time of waiting for the birth of the Lord. During the Advent calendar comes into play. An Advent calendar is a calendar used to count the days in the period leading up to Christmas. Many people use an Advent calendar every year during the period of waiting for the Nativity of Jesus Christ. The windows are opened one by one each day, and when all the windows have been opened, Christmas has been celebrated. Advent calendars often contain a picture or illustration, a piece of poetry or a story, a chocolate or other candy, a small gift. And so on. When the window is opened, we can look forward to the Nativity of the Lord and receive a small gift each day. The Advent calendar is said to have originated in early 19th century to count the 24 days before Christmas. One theory is that it originated as a way to mark the door with a sign each day. It was customary for families to light a candle every day and hang on a new religious picture on the wall every day. There are various types of Advent calendars, and the oldest known Advent calendar appeared in 1851. More recently, on the internet, people are encouraged to post daily articles on blogs and other media on a specific Christmas themes from the 1st to 25th of December, And this is said to be a type of Advent calendar in nature. I also bought this Advent calendar this year. This is the first time for me to buy an Advent calendar because I haven't had a chance to look at it before. I opened it on the first day of the year, though it was a bit long shot. There were words in English that said something about the coming of Eastern doctors. Four wise men, and there was a picture of people looking up the stars. It must be referring to Matthew chapter 2. I'm already looking forward to the opening up of the story of Jesus' birth from the second onward. In this way, when we celebrate Advent, it always seems to warm our heart to think about Jesus coming into the world. Why do we think of the Lord Jesus? Why do we warm our heart when we think of nativity of the Lord Jesus? Why do we wait for the birth of Jesus for 4 weeks? Why do we warm our hearts when we think of the nativity of the Lord Jesus? Why? This morning, we will meditate on the reason from Malachi's word. Let me read Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom your desire will come, says the Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? The book of Malachi is the last prophecy on the Old Testament, and it tells the Lord's people that Christ is coming into the world. Today's word, chapter 3, verse 1 through 4, reveals about the Christ. The word messenger in verse 1 is prophecy about John the Baptist in the wilderness. In those days, a messenger was used beforehand in the place where the king was to visit. This was to announce and prepare for the king's visit. God prepared the way of the Lord through John before Jesus was sent. Why did John have to do this? Let's check from Malachi chapter 2. Verse 17. God prepared the way of the Lord through John before he sent Jesus. You have Where is the Lord with your words? How have we wearied him, you ask, by saying, all who evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them, or where is the God of justice? The Israelites had been sinning before God because they had continued to sin before him. The word bothered means to have pain or to suffer. When God is pleased with the wicked without regard for their own actions, they are blaspheming God, saying that there is no God of judgment. It is because they are God's people that John the Baptist needed to be prepared their hearts before God. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 2 through 3, Matthew introduced John's words and John in this way. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight path for him. John appealed to the people, clean your heart as you clean the dirt and the pebbles in the streets, he said. Face God squarely as you clean up your impurities. Because the Christ who will come is the one who will save his people from their sins. And Malachi chapter 3, verse 2 through 3. For he will be like refiner's fire or launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Refining is the process of extracting pure metal from impure metals. Smelting increases the value of the metal. Lifefall exposing cross also refer to the detergent of the time. Lye was indispensable for cleaning the dirt off the cloth. In this way, the Lord is the one who cleanses God's people. What is the result? When we hear the word refining on the word bitter light to expose the cloth, we have an image of something painful and distressing, but what they bring is restoration of our relationship with God. Through Jesus Christ, we can be restored to a relationship with God, and human beings are in Human beings are sinners. The nature of sin is that it keeps us farther and farther away from God. Sin prevents us from getting closer to God. It causes us to do the opposite of what God wants us to do. It prevents us from doing anything that pleases God. We are completely cut off from God. And when I think about my sin, I remember my mother's word. I would like to tell you a little bit about my mother and me. My mother served as a pastor's wife at Hitachi Church. I may be selfish, but even from my son's point of view, she was very kind mother who was well liked by everyone. She liked to play pranks on me, my son, and would use water pistol to wake me up in the morning. People often tell me that I have a kind disposition, and I believe that I got the kindness from my mother. She passed away on November 6th, 2010. November of 2010, I was attending seminary in Korea at the time, and my mother was in Busan, the second largest city in Korea, with my father as part of our church work. Being in the same Korea, my mother would find time to call me and ask to see me, but I was so busy with my studies that I would say no, saying that I was too busy. But then I had some time to spare and I was able to go to Busan to see my parents. We ate lunch together, did a little shopping, and I quickly headed to the bus terminal to get back to the seminary. Just before I got on the bus, I received a phone call to tell me that my mother had collapsed and she just passed away. I don't know why. It was really sudden. And I remember my last conversation with my mother. I'm so busy. My last word to my mother was, "I'm so busy." And she wanted to spend time with me more, but I replied, "I'm so busy." And I regret the world. Those words still haunt me years later. On the way to the bus terminal, I was going to apologize to my mother when I got back to school. I thought I could apologize later. But I would make time to do it again. But there was no chance for me to apologize to my mother anymore. I still regret it. Why did I say those things? Why didn't I say it a little more gently? Why did I make her look so sad at the end? The more I blamed myself, the more distant my relationship with God seemed to be. I couldn't even pray to God anymore. It continued for several years after that. God's mercy came to me and my relationship with Him was restored. But I can't forget that experience to this day. Jesus was born to save us who are sinful, who do not have that kind of love, who cannot love even the one I love. Jesus had taught us the most important prayer, Lord's Prayer, as most important prayer. And that Lord's Prayer includes a prayer asking for forgiveness or of our debt. That's what Jesus encourages us to do because we need it. We need pray it every day. We are the one who walk in sin every day. Martin Luther, the famous reformer, had these words to say. Christians are both righteous and sinners at the same time. We have been made righteous by the blood atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is our faith and the basis on which we have become to the recipients of salvation. But we have been justified, not made righteous. We are still living in sin every day because of our sin nature. In this situation, we need to express our sins before God. And through this confession of sin to God, we can be immediately saved from the suffering. At all times, we can be saved from the pain of sin because of what Jesus had done and accomplished. We are, as Malachi declares, able to please the Lord as in days of old. As in years long past, this is nothing but great joy for those who know God's love. Now, do any of you feel distant from God these days, or do you feel that you have committed specified sins, that you are no longer good at God? Or are you feeling depressed that you are not risen for anyone, that you are not pleasing the Lord right now? Then don't worry. Jesus came for you. That's why we are waiting for Christ. That's why Jesus came for you. Recently, I was depressed by the arrival of the third wave of coronavirus infection. It was like my heart was gradually being consumed. I was aware of my inability to rejoice in front of God's word, but I couldn't do anything about it. Complaint after complaint kept pouring out of me. There was nothing special about I complained. But 2 weeks ago in worship, I was praising hymn number 451 in the verse, "Godless and hopeless, wandering and me, to be saved and praise the Lord." The lyrics, I was stuck with I was so impressed while praising the lyric. I realized how full of complaint I was and how I was only looking at the thing I couldn't do, even though there were so many things I could be fully thankful for in my current situation. And then I found myself forgetting that the actually tremendous blessings in the lyrics. I was changed to be a praising body of God was so obvious that I had forgotten about it. And in the next two verses of this chant, formerly clouded by sin, the mind, I'm lost, but now my eyes don't even open at all. I was not like this, but I wish again that I could be like that. In spite of the fact that I am like this, I strongly desire to be like that too. And my heart was able to turn to God like a fog clearing. Even though my circumstances had not changed at all. What is overflowing in our heart right now as we celebrate Advent? Is it sorrow? Is it joy? Is it anxiety or frustration? Is it helpless? Is it guilt? But to us, Malachi declares clearly, I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says Lord Almighty. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like refiner's fire or launderer's soap. He will sit as refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord as in days gone by, as in former years. We have been given a Savior. He is the one who sacrifices us and restore our relationship with God. Let us remember the blessing of Christmas and spend this Advent with joy and great expectation. Let us pray.